business meetings in non-kosher restaurants, the more lenient views. Rav Osher Weiss in Minchas Osher, Chilik Aleph Simon Samach Zayin, spoke about entering non-kosher restaurants. He writes over there that he was at a rabbinical conference in Johannesburg, and he was asked about eating in the non-kosher company cafe, meaning you had big office buildings, and they've got a cafe there, which serves non-kosher food. And from people who work in these buildings want to know, can they sit there and eat kosher food, which they've either brought from home, or can they sit there and buy kosher food, such as fruit and vegetables? Meaning, even though avada the food they're eating would be completely kosher, was there any issue of maris ayin? And he added that, besides that, he was asked a related question regarding that which is now common practice of holding business meetings or interviews in non-kosher restaurants. Can a frum yid participate in such meetings, or will it be maris ayin? Lemaisa, Reb Osher paskened that it is going to be mutter, and he said it's based on two factors. Number one, he said, b'shas ha'dechak, when there's a great need, then we can make or let the pri chodesh, we quoted a couple of days ago, who says that the whole is of maris ayin is only regarding those specific things that the Gemara spoke about. And Chazal never addressed the question of going to meetings in non-kosher restaurants. That's number one. Secondly, he says that it could be it's bechlam not maris ayin today at all, because it's already a normal thing. In our time, having a business meeting in a non-kosher restaurant without eating the non-kosher food is common enough. So therefore, when people are walking past, they don't automatically assume they're eating non-kosher food. And Reb Osher said that maris ayin changes. It's a changing halacha. And it all depends on the place, the time, and the circumstances. And it could be there's something which was osur in the past, but now it's going to be mutter. And Reb Osher quotes that which we discussed. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yerodea, Simon Reish Tzadiches Sif Aleph, that it's mutter to have a mixture of silk and wool. Even though in Mishnayot Chazal asked a mixture of silk and wool, that's because back then, silk was often mistaken for linen. But nowadays, as we discussed, it's different. So we clearly see that maris ayin changes based on the current realities. Reb Osher Weiss gives shaving as an example. Now that it's common knowledge that there are halakhically permitted ways for a person to shave, then why suspect that someone's doing it in an osur way? And therefore he says it's going to be mutter, and so too the cafes and the restaurants are also going to be mutter. But he does add an important caution. He says, there's not a blanket heter to go to treif restaurants for an evening out. You know, for example, a man goes with his wife and he's got plans only to eat whatever, only to eat the kosher stuff on the menu. Instead, he should still not go into some place that doesn't have appropriate kashrus, if it looks like he's there to enjoy the meal. He says, even though it's strictly speaking not, you know, halachic maris ayin and it'll be mutter, but still, don't do anything which may even just have a slight chance of cause people to make mistakes. But it's a company cafe, you know, in your building block, he says that's absolutely fine. And again, going to a non-kosher restaurant for the sake of Paranasa, he says it can certainly be makel. So it comes out that Ramosha is the more machmir shitter over here, and Reb Osher Weiss is the more makel shitter regarding going to non-kosher restaurants for a business meeting. However, it's worth noting that Ramosha's teshuvah was in the 1950s. The norms in business were very different, and therefore it could very well be that Ramosha today would have been matter, because once, for whatever reason it is, but it's now much more normal to have these meetings, and therefore it won't be such an issue. Mitzvah, next subject will be davening and learning. We'll start off in Mitzvah with being kaveh etzem haTorah, exactly how much a person should be setting aside, and how to go about it.